That's a middle pair base mission of Dallas Clark, Sullen, Shahoyu Shum, Hoyu Gabon. All the walls in the entire higher bias was very high. But the entrances in the walls were 20 amas high, and the walls rose up higher over the entrances. Kutmi Kozoham is Raku, with the exception of the eastern wall of the higher bias. Shakoina Sarif is a Para Oimed Barosh Haramish. So the reason why the eastern wall of the higher bias was not as high as the other wall is because the coin, when he burnt the Parah Aduma, he stood on top of the Har HaMishka, which is Har HaZesim, which is to the east of Har HaBayis. And the Kohen Gadol, when he sprinkled the Dam of the Parah Aduma, he must be able to intentionally look through the entrances of all the walls in the Har HaBayis, be able to see all the way through to the Hechel. And this is learned down from the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says, Behiza El Nochach Pnei Oichom Moyed. When he's mounted the dam, he must do so towards the Pnei Almighty. He must be able to see through to the Hechel. And therefore, he must look over the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis in order to be able to see through to the Hechel. So therefore, the eastern wall must be lower than the other wall, so the Kohen Gadol can look over it and through the entrances to the Hechel. Now, even though all the entrances towards the Hechel were aligned, meaning to say the entrance of the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis was aligned with the entrance to the Ezer Nashim, and the entrance to the Ezer Nashim was aligned with the entrance to the Azara, which was aligned to the entrance to the Hechel. So why did the Kohen Gadol have to look over the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis in order to be able to see through to the Hechel? He should have been able to look through the entrance of the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis and all the way through to the Hechel, since all those entrances were aligned. The answer is that even though they were aligned, he still could not see through if he could not peer over the coast of Mizrahi, the reason being that the Hechel, since it was on top of the incline of the Har HaBayis, it was over 20 amos higher than the entrance to the Har HaBayis. And since the Pesachim were 20 amos high, by looking through the entrance of the eastern wall of the Har HaBayis, he would not be able to see through to the Hechel, since the Hechel was over 20 amos higher than the beginning of the Har HaBayis. So therefore, he had to look over the coast of Mizrahi, then he would look through the entrances that followed the entrance to the Ezer Nashim and the entrance to the Azar, the entrance to the Hechel. Those entrances were aligned, and he would be able to see through to the Hechel when he was mounted the Dam of the Paradum. The second Midrash Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, Ezer Sanashim, Hoysoirach Meo Shloshim Bechameis, Aracha Meo Shloshim Bechameis. Ezer Sanashim of the Beit HaMikdash, its length and width was 135 amos. Barba Lishkos Hoyu Barba Mikta'oseha. There were four rooms in the four corners of the Ezer Sanashim. Sharbam, Arbam, Amma, each one of these lishkos was 40 by 40 amas. Below Hayu Makaros, Bekahe Masidim Liyos. These lishkos in the corners of the Ezer Sanashim did not have roofs. And so too in the future, Lasu Lava by Beit HaMikdash Shlishi, also these lishkos will not have roofs. And Nemar, this we learn out from the Pasuk in Yechezko by the Eini, Ela Chatzir Hachitzoyna, by Abireni El Arbat Mitzoya Chatzir. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Yechezkel out to the Chatzar HaChitzonah. The Chatzar is referring to the Azor. And he brought me to the four corners of the Chatzar. V'nei Chatzar v'miksoa HaChatzar. Chatzar v'miksoa HaChatzar. Ba'arbat miksoz HaChatzar. Chateros Keturos. There were Chateros in all four corners of the Chatzar. The four corners of the Chatzar had Chateros, which were Keturos. Keturos literally means smoke. The Ein Keturos Elish Einam Mekurus. And the fact that the Pasuk says Keturos, it means to say that it did not have a ceiling or a roof, as since it did not have a roof, the smoke rose up to the Shemayim, so therefore it was called Keturos, meaning smoke, that the smoke rose up, there was nothing stopping it, since there was no roof. Umahayu Mishamshas. What were those four lishkos used for? Dreimis Mizrachis, he hoist the lishkas hanizimra. The southeast lishka was called the lishkas hanizirin, shesham hanizir mevashlim eshamer. That's where the nazir would cook their shlamit. Nazir, after they finished the nazir, would bring a shlamit, would be cooked in that lishka. Umagachan esarin umishachin takas hazut. The nazir would then shave off their hair and put it under the pot that was boiling the shlamit. This is exeris akas. The Torah tells us that the nazir would put his hair under the pot that is burning the shlamit. Mizrachit Svainit, the northeast Lishka, he also Lishka Se'etim. This was a Lishka Se'etim, Shashama Korn and Bali Mumin, Matliyan Eitim. And that Lishka, the Korn that were Bali Mumin and couldn't do a vote, instead, they would be Matliyah Ha'etim, V'chol eitz shenitzabo tolah puzzle me'al gabei hamizbeach. Any eitz that a worm was found in that eitz would be puzzle to be used on the mizbeach. So therefore, the Kohen would go through the eitzim to select all the eitzim that have a tolah and to get rid of them so they would not be put on the maracha. Tfoinis maravis. The northwest lishka, what was it used for? Here is a lishkat mitzvah. This was the lishkat mitzvah. That the mitzvah, the eighth day of their tahara, and they have to put their hands inside the azara so that the kohen can put dam on their bahonos. They're not allowed to enter the actual azara since until their kabanos are broad and the dam is put on their bahonos, they're still considered somewhat tame. They're called mechusar kippurin, that the korban was not yet done, and therefore they cannot enter the azara itself, but they can put their hands into the azara, and the dam has to be put onto their bahonos when their hands are in the azar, and they would first go into this lishka, and they would be tovel there on the eighth day of their tara, and then they would stick their hands into the azar to have the matan dam on their behind. My rabbish drimis, the southwest lishka, Amrabi Eliezer ben Yaakov, shachachti, mahoisam misham meshav. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, I forget what that lishka was used for. Abashal, aymer sham hayinoysen in yayin v'shemen. Abashal says that the southwest lishka was used to give wine and oil to those that are bringing the nisachim and the mincha of their korbanot and yayin v'shemen. He also nikras lishkat beish maneha. This was called lishkat beish maneha. They would give the shemen in that lishka. V'chalaka hoysa berishon. Originally, the edras nashim, the walls were smooth. There was nothing jutting out from the walls. The hikifua katoishon, and afterwards, they surrounded the edras nashim with a balcony. Shanashim rois momala v'anashim milmata. So that way, when they had the simchas beis ha-shu'eva on Sukkot, the women can watch from on top on the balcony while the anashim watch from down on the bottom. Kidei shelo yehumu rav, and they did that so that the men and women should not be mixed together during the simchas beis ha-shu'eva. There are 15 steps that rose up from the Ezras Nashim toward the Ezras Yisrael. Keneged Chamesh Esrei Malos Shebet Tehillim Sha'aleim Halavim Omrim Bashir. The 15 steps represented the 15 Shir HaMalos in Sefer Tehillim, the 15 Shir HaMalos that David wrote in Sefer Tehillim. The Levim would stand on these steps during the Simchas Beis HaShu'eva while they were singing the Shir HaMalos. There were 15 rows of Levim on the 15 steps that rose up from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael. And they would say the Shir HaMalos. The first row would say the first Shir HaMalos, and the second row would say the second, and so on and so forth. That's why these 15 chapters of Tehillim were called Shir HaMalos, because they were sung on these steps. Lo hayu trutos ela mukafa kechati garin agula. The step that rose up from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael was different than the other steps that were in the Beit HaMikdash, as they were not trutos, meaning to say they weren't regular rectangular steps. Instead, these steps were a semicircle. They were round steps like a semicircle, and since they were round, when the Levim stood on those steps to say Shir, everybody can see them from no matter where they were standing, and so too, since they were round, more Levim could be fit on these steps. So that way, there are more Levim singing the Shir during the Simchat Beit HaShu'eva.